Tura New Music has been promoting Australian music for 33 years, bringing together artists from different backgrounds to make music and share with communities across the country. They're about to embark on the 2020 Sonos 2 Tour with an ensemble that blends new sounds with music from the Kimberleys. The Wire's Sarah Martin reports.
The 2020 Sonos 2 Tour will take Wurundjeri elder and international blues and gospel singer-songwriter Olive Knight and the king of Kimberley song Yarraroo singer-songwriter Stephen Pigram across the Kimberley. They'll be joined by Iranian instrumentalist Esfandiar Shamir on percussion, including the Persian daf, interlacing ancient sounds with their songs of country. The ensemble also features cellist Tristan Parr and flautist Tosmani, who is the artistic director of Tura New Music. Tos says he's looking forward to bringing the group together.
The accommodation is an absolute first, and we'll be getting together in Kununurra on Saturday the 22nd to perform for the first time on Sunday the 23rd at the Wurundjeri Arts Centre in Kununurra. So, I know it's going to be fantastic. Just that one at Wurundjeri, the Wurundjeri performers will kick off the event with a wanga, which is, you know, the public dance and song there, which sets a perfect mood and sort of welcome for the event. And then, you know, people sitting on the grass under the stars, it's, you know, truly magic.
You've been involved in Tura for 19 years. Is it always special to bring those communities out and share the music and song with them?
Absolutely. The fact that we're able to go back each year and get invited in by communities, it is a privilege and a learning every time. We've built these great relationships with both organisations and individuals across that time, which has enabled us to do longer period projects, like having an artist go into a community for, you know, residencies for up to 6 weeks, which really leverages those relationships and allows for much more sort of two-way learning to happen.
Also, as part of the tour, you are doing some community engagement and school workshops. Does this happen all of the time when Tura do these journeys?
It does, and to see the faces of those kids in the absolute delight and the presence, I think, is what I notice with kids at remote communities, absolutely present and engaged with what's going on. Of course, what we do at the schools is a bit different than what we do for a concert in the evening, and lots of show and tell and getting them involved with things, although we're going to be a bit restricted about how much we can do with getting the kids to do things this time. But that's an integral part of what we do up there.
Singer-songwriter Stephen Pigram has been touring with Tura New Music since 2006. He says a highlight is collaborating with local musicians in each location.
It's great because you realise that there's musicians sprinkled everywhere throughout the Kimberley that have been playing just as long as me, you know. So it's great to give them a chance to have a backing, you know, of different instruments rather than just a typical old, you know, two guitars, bass and drums kind of setup, which most Kimberley bands have, you know. And then kind of do a collaboration with the singer-songwriters of each area that have been performing, but only in a kind of a restricted capacity with their local band or whatever, you know, that they've established. A bit like me. When Tura first came up in mid-2000s, it was kind of a change for me too, because I'd been playing with my brother and other in bands all my life with the sort of traditional band instruments, you know. And that particular tour is called Wind and Strings, and they had three cellos and a lady on marimba, and then Toss was on the flute. So when I played a couple of my songs that I'd already written and in a concert format, you know, made you realise what a song was, you know, presented in a different way, and people can hear the lyrics and you can actually arrange it slightly different because of the instrumentation. That's what we try and do with the local musicians, is to make them realise that if they're the singer-songwriter in the band, that, you know, it's a good thing to have your song presented as a song rather than, you know, as a vehicle just to make people dance or whatever. And hopefully when we do it for the kids, they can realise that they can create music about their own country, you know, and their own area, in their own language.
And you and Olive share that commitment to the preservation of Aboriginal languages and culture that you bring through your songs.
She can speak a language fluently, you know, and the Wurundjeri, I'm sure, and other languages, dialects, but I'm sort of still learning it, but I've always hung around with the old people that you learn stuff off, and then, you know, I've done a lot of research and got a lot of stuff that was written down in the really early days. You know, the complete languages has actually been written down. The way I try to keep it alive or to promote it is to put, you know, put the words and songs and I'm getting a little bit better, so, you know, that I can actually have, you know, complete lines that translate.
That was singer-songwriter Stephen Pigram ending that story by The Wire's Sarah Martin. The 2020 Sonos 2 tour travels through the Kimberley from the 23rd of August to the 6th of September. We'll have more details on that for you on the Wire website.